injuries, thankfully, we have reports of only 5 non-life-threatening injuries, 2 to workers involved in the construction, and 3 folks who tried to avoid the crane, and there were injuries in some way, shape, or form related probably to a vehicular accident of some sort. We had an immediate response by the entirety of emergency services on both sides of the river, which included local volunteer fire departments and their boats, our marine unit on both sides, Westchester and Rockland, all law enforcement personnel, sheriff's department, and we notified the Army Corps of Engineers. What's been happening now is that there is damage to the southbound barrier, and this is on the Rockland side. So, and also we're told that there is damage to the roadway on the southbound side, which looks a lot like the old punch-throughs. We could actually see the water through the roadway. This is something we had dealt with before the bridge was redecked. So those are the two relatively minor damages that we're seeing. We also understood that there was some damage to the side of the bridge. We're not sure whether the damage is a structural issue at this point. That's why the engineers are looking at the bridge now. Concurrently, the boom is being broken down and taken off the bridge wherever we can so we can move forward as quickly as possible once we get the clearance. So the key, we have traffic plans that are put into place. The traffic diversion plan in Rockland County, the throughway is closed, makes it 14, which is in the vicinity of Nanuet, all the way to the bridge. There are similar plans put in place, as you understand, in Westchester. We're looking to get people off the bridge through the moving the Jersey barrier in the center of the Tappan Zee Bridge to reroute people in the other direction. Trucks cannot be U-turned, so that is problematic to some degree. And the goal here is to move forward towards a reopening of the bridge as soon as possible, but that possible is reliant upon clearance from the engineers that the bridge structure has not been compromised. We already have many strategies in place to mitigate the impact upon the immediate area. I would caution people if they can avoid any of the roadways that are anywhere near the throughway will be a great idea at this point. You can imagine traffic coming off the throughway that's being diverted is going to have an impact on local roadways. So we urge people not to drive in the areas that are adjacent to the throughway right now. We're hopeful that we can get this cleared up by the rush hour. We can't say that with certainty, though. I emphasize that. So people need to make plans right now. The alternate routes right now are George Washington Bridge to the south, the Bear Mountain and Newburgh Beacon Bridge to the north. I can tell you I was actually in Westchester on business when this occurred. So I had to come up and then across the Bear Mountain Bridge in order to return to Rockland County, you know, to be where I had to be. And the traffic was building already. So, you know, we're seeing the alternate traffic is starting to have an impact. If people can avoid diving into traffic right now, for maybe, you know, go to a late lunch or an early dinner, it might be a very, very good idea because we're hopeful we're going to have some positive news in a not too distant future time-wise. But again, it's going to be very reliant on making sure that we can assure the public that that bridge is safe.